The last executive director of the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and the Arts left in a cloud of controversy, and after a national search for a successor, a local Kalani grad was hired for the state's top arts post. Jonathan Johnson's been working for the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and the Arts since 1988. He's been in the Art in Public Places program primarily as a project manager on all the Hawaiian Islands. He guided the Art Now on View in the Judiciary Buildings in Hilo and Kapolei, the Hawaii Convention Center, as well as other major and far-flung venues.
That's where I really find what I like to do.
What do you like about that?
Making art accessible to those people who wouldn't normally have access to it. So last month we were in Kau at the high school dedicating an artist-in-residence project. We were meeting in the band room. All the instruments are packed up. There's no music and no visual arts in that school. All they're getting is the artist-in-residence that we had there with Randall Sharoma, artisan schools, and whatever other grants programs. Like, we used to have Cyril Pahinui teaching Slatki at Na'alehu Theater. That's what they're getting in their community. That's it. So those people are relevant in those far reaches of this state. And what I like about it is that, yes, we are actually making a difference to those people out there where they wouldn't have access.
People always say that public art can help to shape a community.
State Foundation is not an end. We're a means. And so because there's a community need, they build a new building, we go there and often it's the first time that they really dialogue on what's important to this place, what's the image they'd like to project to the community. We help them figure that out.
Wow, what a great process.
For those that are involved, it's super.
A year ago, the State Foundation was embroiled in a problem artists are facing worldwide, the misuse of images. In this case, a photograph of revered hula master Iolani Luahine taken by Francis Haar. In the interest of the art community, the Haar family will not be pressing charges.
Everyone who works here is passionate about art and making it accessible and all the work that we do. Otherwise, they wouldn't work here. What happened in that incident was they were made to do something that they knew was wrong. And that is where they were insubordinate. Yeah, they resisted and then they gave in, or they would have lost their jobs. Yes, we're revisiting our procedures, but they're good. As long as you follow them, they're fine.
Johnson says the SFCA is now developing a digital asset management system. They're also prioritizing and developing efficiencies to deal with a 10% budget cut, which will be absorbed administratively and in the grants program so as not to diminish education funds. Biennium grants support apprenticeships with traditional masters, history, culture, arts programs, and individual artists. In the 1990s, they were funded at $5 million. This year, the grants program has $500,000 to distribute.
We're about to dedicate a piece at Kauai Community College. Kazu Kauinana Holomua is the title. Mm-hmm. And it's all about taking a leap of faith, right? Stepping out.
Opportunities? Find them online. Biennium grant applications are due November 30th, and they're looking for an artist to do Governor Abercrombie's portrait. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.